2 days in, two rounds in, the Ravens have two strong defensive players, Matt Elam in the first round, and then earlier in the hour, they made a trade with Seattle, moved up seven spots, and selected Arthur Brown, linebacker out of Kansas State. Happy to be joined right now by Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. Coach, this draft is shaping up as a really, really strong draft for you.
Well, the great thing is we got players that were highly ranked on our board, Jerry, when we took them, but also two guys we really needed, two positions that we really needed. These guys will come in and compete for starting spots right out of the gates. They'll have a great chance to earn those jobs, you know, plus they'll play special teams. They're run and hit players, are fast. You know, our team speed just improved dramatically. So it's all good right now.
You know, you can say it now because you won. And the beauty of winning a Super Bowl is you can look at things and be super objective and not hurt anybody's feelings. But there was a time in the second half of the Super Bowl where it looked like your team defensive speed was gone. And you clearly needed speed. And that's one of the first things you said in talking about both of these guys. Your defense changes with the speed you've infused here.
Right. You have a chance to
By the way, I would have never brought that up if the 49ers had won the Super Bowl.
Everything tastes a little better, you know.
Doesn't it really?
It was a good solid. It's been a good 2 days for us, you know. And I think obviously our scouts have done a great job. Our coaches have done a great job. You know, the whole process has just been really good. I think Ozzie runs a great ship, runs a great room, and we're able to get to a place where we feel good about our picks. You know, we've got consensus on these guys. And for us, you know, hey, other teams may look at things differently, but for us, these are two guys that fit us really well.
You know, go ahead.
One of the first things we talked about after the season, after the Super Bowl, was your statement was we have to get better on defense. Mm-hmm. And you've done a lot of things to get better on defense. This is going to give Dean Pease a lot of different weapons. I mean, he held things together with a string last year almost, right, with all the injuries and everything. But this gives you a lot of pieces to really do the things that you want to do on defense.
Yeah, it's just a great point. I mean, to me, it hits it right on the head. You know, we've got Haloti Ngata. Maybe he'll play his more natural position more on the inside because of Chris Canty and Marcus Spears. You know, we've got a lot of depth on the edge. We're still working the inside linebacker position, but we took a big step here a half hour ago, you know, to get better in there. We've got some good young players in there that are going to compete and grow and become better. Corner, we think we're strong, but that doesn't mean we can't take a corner. But you're right, we've come a long way in the last couple months. So sometimes, you know, people are kind of concerned about where are we going. You know, you don't mm-hmm. play right away. You know, you don't play the next weekend after the season ends. You have some time to put this thing together. And, you know, we still got a lot of work to do.
Well, Dean, I'm sure, is smiling ear to ear because of the new additions. But do you go over there and look at Jim Caldwell, and Jim's like, can my side get a little up?
He wanted a wide receiver. I tell him.
I did. Hey.
Who are you calling for?
Keenan Allen.
Well,
right?
Keenan Allen, yeah. I liked the way he was playing as far as in the slot, and I just thought that, you know, with the loss of Anquan Boldin, I thought that, you know, from a competition standpoint, mm-hmm. obviously David Reed and Tandon Dawson are going to have their shot. But I just thought that, you know what, that would be a good mix to see how it all would unfold.
Yeah, it would have made a lot of sense. I mean, Keenan Allen, he's going to go here pretty soon. He's a heck of a player, tall, yeah, rangy, fast guy, great, great catch radius, goes and gets everything. So, you know, that would have been a good choice. You just have to make that call.
It's interesting to me, John, that the two players you've drafted are kind of described the same way, not only the play like a Raven terms, but both were captains mm-hmm. in college of
right.
their teams. They both have been, quote-unquote, undersized or considered mm-hmm. undersized. They kind of carry that along with them and maybe even have a chip on their shoulder because of it. And I don't think that's by accident. The Ravens would kind of seek these two out.
Yeah, you know, we're not looking for, quote-unquote, undersized,
yeah.
you know. So,
but guys maybe who have self-described themselves with playing with bigger hearts or
right.
those kinds of intangibles.
Right. So, you know, I think we look past that. You know, I think we love big, fast guys, but these guys play big, you know, and they're big because they're explosive players. You know, they're very physical players. So, you know, Ray Rice is I don't know if he's undersized, but he's 205 pounds, yet he's put together like a brick house, mm-hmm. you know. And I would say the same thing about Matt Elam. He is really stuck together. He's 208, 210 pounds on a 5'9" and a half frame. And you guys have seen him. I don't know if you saw him around the building today, but he really is put together, you know, really well. He's put a lot of work in. And Art Brown's the same way. I mean, he's really put together well. You know, he's a little bit like Dan L. He replaces Dan L. Ellerby in some ways. Now, Dan L. Well, he's about 240 pounds, and he's about 240 plus pounds. He's just 6 feet tall. So on that frame, he's got some, you know, he's yep. got something to him. So, and they can run, man. They run. They're explosive. They're hitters. They're smart. They're great guys. Like you said, captains, two-time captain, transferring from another school, Arthur Brown. That's pretty impressive.
Because you say, I know you say undersized guys. I always sort of empathize with undersized guys, but because at the end, all really you're talking about is making plays, right?
Right.
That's what you want.
Right.
I mean, if you're tall, you got a bigger catch radius. You're talking about, you still got to make those plays to take advantage of that catch radius. And these guys make plays with their speed and their intuition and everything else.
That's right. I mean, they're going to be there. They're not going to get run away from. They're not. No receiver's going to run away from. Hey, guys are going to go up and make plays on them too. And that's football. It'll be
right.
A battle. But, you know, the bottom line is what was mentioned earlier. I think, Jerry, you mentioned it. You know, team speed, you know, speed on defense has definitely improved. And, you know, we're not done yet. You know, we've got a long night ahead, and it doesn't mean we won't bring some big guys in here. You know, hopefully those guys will be athletic for their position, you know. Offense is still on the table. You know, it really is. I mean, it's something that we've got to look at. So it'll be the best player available on our board. You know, the guys that we see are the best fit for the Ravens, and I'm excited to see where we go next.
I had a chance to visit with Terrell Austin a little earlier this evening, and I sense this is really going to be a fun training camp for your defensive coaches because you do have so many new players.
Right.
You have so much speed, and that doesn't necessarily mean you have new players always playing the old defense. With this kind of speed and youth, you can do some different things this year, can't you?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, the defense is always evolving. You know, you can talk about the package. The package never stays the same. If you stay the same schematically, you're going to be left in the dust. And our package has evolved all phases, but defensively for the last 5 years. And I think our defensive coaches and the things that we're doing in the offseason here with our X's and O's are going to be really exciting because, you know, there's some things we can't do because we don't maybe have the experience back there and, mm-hmm. and the thinkers quite as much. We got some youth back there. But there are other things that we haven't been able to do that we're going to be able to do now that are going to give us a different look and are going to cause people a lot of problems. So you're right. It's going to be fun to see it all kind of pan out. But we've got to teach it. They've got to learn it. They're going to experience and learn things the hard way. They'll make a few mistakes. You know, veterans make mistakes too, Jerry. You know,
absolutely.
You know, put those guys out there and see how they play.
Who calls the defense on a situation like if those guys are in there? Because before it was Ray, we had the radio helmet, and yep. Ed was in the secondary.
Right.
It's hard to do that do that with the young guys.
Well, yeah, Jamil McClain now. Come
right.
on.
Right. I think our middle linebacker will probably be Jamil. Albert will be in the mix for those guys. You got a couple of veterans there, Josh Bynes. And we've got a number of middle backers. We've kind of got a middle backer group right now. I mean, we talk about the Mike linebacker and the Will linebacker. The Mike linebacker stays in the middle of the defense more. That was Ray's position.
Right.
You know, we've kind of got some veteran guys there. The Will linebacker plays out in the box and on the edges more. That's where Arthur Brown goes. Mm-hmm. He'll also compete with guys. I mean, Albert can go out there and play also. But the veteran middle, the play caller in the middle will be a veteran. And then Michael Huff will be the play caller in the back end. Mm-hmm. So he's a veteran. He's been
right.
around.
And
but you're right. He's new to our defense.
Right.
I would even say, to add on to that, is Lardarius Webb. Just talking with him, and his knowledge has expanded because of 52 and 20 being in his ear and him understanding how to be that pro and see the field and be able to make calls that otherwise would not have been made.
Right. I mean, the corners are all veteran players, smart players. You know, Webby could be in the slot. Corey can be outside. Jimmy, of course, I think Jimmy's going to have a big year this year. Shockey's coming on. So the secondary is kind of a veteran group, and really Matt will be the only guy that's the young guy in there. Now, Omar Brown's still in the mix, Anthony Levine, Christian Thompson. There's a lot of good young players in the mix here. James Ahedebo, thanks.
Yeah.
Here's a veteran player.
Yes.
You know, and I'll tell you what, you know, there's nothing to say that James Ahedebo won't be the starting strong safety,
right.
you know, on opening day. There's nothing to say that, and Matt knows that. You know, if he's the best guy, he'll be the guy, but James Ahedebo's been around.
Yeah.
He knows how to play the game. And if he's the starter, to me, that's a good thing because that means that he's that much better and we can bring the young guy along a little more slowly.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, not having to throw a young guy out there. So either way, it's a good thing because we know that James is a really good player.
Well, this draft, as we said, the board has shaped up in that you've been able to do two things you can't always do, and that is take the highest player on your board and meet a priority need. I mean, usually teams get in trouble drafting by need. We've seen a couple, and, you know, I think it was we thought Buffalo reached with the quarterback. You don't have to comment on that because I don't want you to get in trouble with your peers. But every year you watch the first round and you think, what are they doing? They're drafting for need. You guys clearly drafted by grade, but you match your needs. That's about as good as it gets in the first 2 days of the draft.
You know, in some ways, we were kind of fortunate. You know, it fell right for us this year because the positions that we had some openings were the positions where this year's draft just happened to be deep. It's not that way every year. You know, there's still some good players on the board that in areas we still need some help, too. You know, we're not going to find a left tackle, but there's still some good offensive linemen out there, you know. And there's still some good tight ends on the board. There's still a number of good wide receivers on the board.
And yet those compensatory picks really helped you, too. And especially since you're drafted last, they're almost the same pick anyhow. So you can't trade compensatories, but you're trading the one right next to it. It gives you that flexibility to do what you did there.
That's what gave us the ability to do that. We felt like we still would have a pick in the fifth round. You know, you'd love to have two picks, but we're pretty certain that Arthur Brown would not have been there at our pick if we had not traded up. We're 99% sure of that.
So the trade pans out, and you mentioned guards. Guards are one of those positions where you can get quality in the middle rounds of the draft. If you find a guard who can come in and compete, that could give you more options at tackle as well with KO's flexibility. Right,
exactly. Exactly right. That's the great thing about KO and what a player he is. He's got flexibility at either position. You know, we all know Brian McKinney's still in the mix, so you know that's something for us, and we could definitely bring a guard in here. There's still a couple, as you said, there's a number of good guards still on the board. And there's some developmental tackles on the board, too, that could come in late. They wouldn't start out of the gates, obviously, but, you know, they're young guys that have some raw talent.
Because even if you got a guard, Brian McKinney would still be in the mix, right?
Definitely.
Because, you need a lot of linemen to last through the season.
Right. It's kind of the same thing we talked about with Matt Elam. If we get a guard here in the third or fourth round or something like that, you know, he could do a year of apprenticeship. You know, Brian McKinney at left tackle, KO at left another year left guard, and he could be an apprentice for a year. We'd have tremendous depth in our offensive line because we've still got Ja and Ramon and other guys sitting in there that are good young players.
This is what blows my mind. We sit back and we look at, you know, previous drafts, and, you know, you get hyped up on that player that was drafted. But as you're saying, because of you being that head coach, you're like, whoa, here are the guys that are still in the mix on my roster now. We're adding these pieces, but let's not forget about the Ja Reeds, as you're saying, although we got the quality depth that we're looking for. It's just about that competition to see what shakes out.
Right. That's exactly right. You know, today's unknowns are tomorrow's stars. You know, and they'll be the same. I think the fans will be, they'll be their favorite players. And they'll be wearing some of these guys' jerseys around, you know, if the NFL has its way, you know.
Yeah.
Not for long, right?
Yeah.
They keep selling those jerseys. And guys that people don't know as well right now, they'll be the Christmas presents this winter.
Yeah, some of the wide receivers, the young wide receivers people don't know about. Your staff is pretty high on some guys that we haven't heard of yet or haven't seen a whole lot of yet.
Right. It's a good group. It's going to be that competition, you know, and you know exactly that's going to be another really fun one to watch this year.
Yeah. I'm biased because I love me some David Reed and Tandon. You know, he and I have had a chance to spend time together, and both guys bring something unique to the table. But my goodness, they both can catch, and people don't realize that. I'm always, it feels like when I'm out and about, I'm always defending that group. But you do. You have that strong group that people just don't know yet.
It's so hard. It's so rare for wide receivers to come into the NFL as rookies, even the high picks. So many times, you know, it's like, well, where'd that guy go? And a year or two later, all of a sudden he surfaces and has a big year. Q, you know better than I would why that is, but, you know, these guys have been, they've been in the program for 2 and 3 years. Now they've been lifting weights. They've been learning. They've been running routes. They've been becoming, you know, NFL football players. And this will be the year. I think we'll find out about those guys this year and see where they're going to go.
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald's probably the last rookie to come in and be an immediate star at wide receiver.
He was polished, and I think that's something that, you know, you look at from a wide receiver standpoint. You're out there on an island. You know, in college, the guy's playing off. Now you got in the pros, the guy's doing multiple looks. Then you're responsible for a hot read or a not hot read. Do you break off your route based upon coverage? Your head is spinning, and you got to go full speed. And, oh, by the way, the ball's coming your way. You better make the catch.
Yeah.
Right.
So it sums it all up, and it happens fast? A split second. And plus, guys in college, they don't run all the routes. Very few of these offenses nowadays run all the routes. Mm-hmm. So you look at a guy like, you know, even Tavon Austin's making all these plays, but he's running like five routes in the whole offense. On the plus side for him, you go test a guy, you find out Tavon can run all the routes. And that's why he went in the top 10.
Sure.
But most of the guys, they haven't run the routes, so they can't run the routes. Now it takes a year or so, even just to learn how to run the basic route tree, right?
One of the things that I think is so impressive about your staff, and the tip of the cap to you guys, is the way you've been able to prepare a guy like a Torrey Smith, who came in, spending time with him. He was saying, listen, I didn't know how to run routes, but you saw it from that Rams game where he had the blowout game because of the fact that it was just a lot of – it was a nine route, deep post, and I think it was like a slant and catch for a touchdown. But then you saw it this past year where he had so much more variety to his game that I think is going to pay off even in this year because he's going to be able to know more going into the different camps of the offseason training.
Right. Well, yeah, Torrey, he ran the inside breaking route so much better this year. He ran the six route, which is the deep breaking dig route at 18 yards. He ran the four route, which is the curl route at 12 yards coming back, and you know he's a lot crisper. He's getting better and better at running the deep comeback, the five route. You know, the 22-yard comeback.
Love that one.
Oh, and for him, it'll be a great route when he gets even, you know, really good at it. And I think that's a great offseason thing for him. Let's get great around the five route, because when you can run by people on the nine route or the go route, stop on a dime and come back downhill, you know.
Separation.
You got a big, strong arm quarterback, too, you don't know.
Right, and he can throw that from the opposite hash.
Thank you.
That's your point.
And he can throw it on the run like he did in the Super Bowl a few times, right? Yes, exactly. And that sideline.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, you would have loved to have had some of those 22-yard comebacks delivered like Joe Flacco can deliver.
And
that.
The point we were making a little earlier, too, there'll be a lot more players out there. I mean, Corey Graham, what'd you add him in July or August last year?
Right.
Jacoby wasn't until May. There's still going to be more additions to this football team.
That's the thing. I don't think you really don't. We don't want to chase need, and we didn't chase need, though we were fortunate enough to be able to fill some need here. But the point is that just when the draft ends doesn't mean we're finished. There are some good players out there still who are looking for a home, and you know all the teams are going to be looking to fill it with some of these guys, and everybody's going to have a different need after the draft.
Well, Coach, round three is underway, so in the event you are inclined to move up in round three, we'll let you go back to work.
Thank you.
You got some ammo.
Hey, man, tell me who the next pick's going to be. You guys have been nailing it so far.
Well, I did win the pool for Matt Elam. I won the money. I picked Matt Elam, so they all had to pay me. So.
Was that like a dollar?
Yeah, dollar. Yeah, exactly. Right. With Q, it was four quarters.
I was like, you're not getting my dollar bills?
And we won't hear from Stan all year long about that. No.
I'll have that money next year at this time.
We'll see you guys in a couple hours.
Coach, we appreciate the visit. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh as the NFL now turns the corner into round three. Raiders are on the clock. We'll get you their pick when we come back to the Under Armour studio at Owings Mills.